Okunye kokugxeka okukhulu kwamakholwa kulezi nsuku ngokuthi ayahlulelana. Emhlabeni ovuma zonke, laba bantu abamemezela ukuthi bakholwa uthando lukaNkulunkulu, pho kwenzeka kanjani babe ngabahlulelanayo na? Ngikubingelele, phinde ngikwamukele futhi engosini yethu eFresh. NginguSibonelo PT Ngema, ongumlomo kaBenedict weChristian Networks. Enye inganekwane ede izungeza emhlabeni ngamampunge, ngeyokuthi uJesu wakhuluma kuphela izinto ezigcwele uthando lodwa. Akazange agxeke bantu njengoba lamaKristu enza wona. Ngokwengxenye lokho kushiwo ngokungazi. Kodwa ngenye indlela yokuzivikela eqinisweni levangeli komqondo wesimanje ovuleke ukuvumela konke, indaba yezinto ezikaJesu yabonebala eyibandakanya umusa kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa futhi akupheli lapho, kukhona nokuguquka, ukuphenduka, ukushiya lokho kubi obukwenza, akubi umusa nje kuphela. Bengayiphi indlela engcono yokuyivula kulokho ngale kokuthi uthi uJesu wathanda wonke umuntu, wamukela wonke umuntu, ngaphandle kwesidingo sokuba baguqule impilo zabo bayikhululele kuye, bese kuyisikhathi sokuyihlola. Awuvesi ungena eqiniso kusenje. NgokaMathewu 25:41, khona iNkosi iyakuthi kwabangakwesokhohlo, dedani kimi nina baqalekisiweyo niye emlweni ophakade olungisele uSathane neyingelosi zakhe. Sihlobo sami, lapha nguJesu ekhuluma ngomfanekiso ongosuku lokwahlulela oluzayo kithi ngamunye. Kahlehle, uJesu wakhuluma kakhulu ngosuku lokwahlulela oluzayo nesijeziso salabo abangamlaleli uNkulunkulu nalokho okuyobehlela ngamhla selifikile. Akuzwakali kwindaba yezinto esanhlobo kuze kube ukuthi usiyaqonda ukuthi wakufela ukuze uthethele izono zakho ungakhohliseki. Usuku luyeza. Indaba ezinhle ngokuthi uJesu weza ukukusindisa. Yabone bala, izwi likaNkulunkulu ilo kanye leli eliza kuwe lifresh namhlanje. Inombolo ithi 067 706 0077.